This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Greg Lambrecht. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Last week you gave us an introduction about Coravan. This week I just want to continue talking about Coravan. But before we get into that, where are you guys based again?
I work in Boston, one of the medical capitals of the United States.
Yeah, and medicine.
Yes.
Baby, you're not a doctor.
That's my real job. Yeah, I work in medicine. No, I'm a physicist and an engineer, and I just absolutely am obsessed with wine.
Have you invented anything else? Because you did class yourself as an inventor when we were talking.
I've worked all over the body, and I tend to develop new medical therapies that involve either surgical tools or implantable medical devices. So I've developed artificial hips, artificial knees, cardiac valves, stents for cardiac disease, urology and OBGYN, vascular surgery, and now I actually work in spine surgery, a company called Intrinsic Therapeutics.
And how many companies are you involved in?
I'm currently only involved in two. So I have realized that I'm no Elon Musk. I cannot work on more than two things at a time.
Yeah.
But I love two things. It gives me a chance to shake up my head a little bit and make me fresher for each of the companies.
Do you invent, set up a company, flog it off? Is that the sort of model?
I tend not to flog off. I invent, found a company, find a great CEO to work with, and then I support them in whatever way that I can. So my title is always chairman and founder. And I stay deeply involved in the company. I have difficulty stepping away.
Okay.
Just talk to my CEOs.
All right. Now, that all sounds pretty good. Tell us a bit about Coravan, the business, so to speak. How many people work in the company?
So we're over 50 people now. We're somewhere between 50 and 100. We have three headquarters and a fourth one coming. Our main headquarters is in Boston, where I live, working in medicine. The next one for Europe is in Amsterdam. So our European office was the second to open up. Europe is also our second largest market. U.S. is number one. Europe is number two. And then the last place we opened up was Asia Pacific, and we have a headquarters in Hong Kong. And now, because Australia is such an important market for us, we're beginning to open up an office in Australia. In Australia, they drink either wine or coffee, and I think that's it. Maybe every once in a while, the odd beer. And so there's only 28 million people, but they all like wine. So it's a great market for us.
Yeah.
And they make amazing wines.
You said you're not in Russia anymore. What's going on there?
Oh, yeah. So we have a wonderful distributor in Russia and a wonderful distributor in the Ukraine. Our Ukraine distributor is a spectacular group, and we got pictures from their warehouse. They were shelled in Kyiv in the first days of the war there. And so...
Is that because you're storing military vehicles?
No, there was actually Domaine Romani Conti in that warehouse. He lost his Coravan stock, but the wine stock there, I mean, he's an amazing distributor. And so we pulled our product out of Russia. You don't shell our friends. So we removed all product from Russia, and we actually restored our stock for our friends. So, yeah, war. I mean, it's weird what you see in the world of wine, right? You're part of the global experience. When our biggest, fastest-growing market is China until Shanghai got locked down. Right. And then you see your sales vanish. Right. Because people are stuck at home and can't do anything, can't have stuff delivered. So the pandemic has been, we used to sell 30% of all of our Coravan to the trade, restaurants, wine bars, wineries. And I remember April of 2020, our sales to restaurants went from millions worldwide to $435 in April. Right? It was a system shock. The good news for us was people started to drink more and better wine at home, and so our sales grew during the pandemic.
Yep.
But we have so many friends in the restaurant world that didn't come back, right? The restaurants closed and were gone.
Yeah.
And they're struggling for staff now, right? So it's interesting how wine is integrated into society, and if you're touching wine in any way, you're involved in a war between Russia and Ukraine, right?
It is a good business model you've got, because you sell a product It's like a razor blade model, but where you pay a lot for the razor, though, and then you sell the blades as well. So
you
get to clip the ticket all the way through.
I think so. I do measure the success of Coravin by the gas we sell.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing that happens as an inventor is if your invention is purchased or given as a gift and it sits on a shelf. Right. That's not. I want to positively influence as many lives as I can before I die. And you know, you're not doing it unless it's being used. And so. I track the number of capsules used, capsules per device. You know, that matters because it means your systems are being used. And, you know, we have greater leverage with and also a very friendly relationship with our gas supplier. Hmm. I like him a lot. My family's Austrian. So, you know, we met in a bar on random chance. So there's kismet there. And we're working together to make it easier and cheaper to use.
Just on that, and I don't recommend this, you can find on YouTube, because the only difference in your capsules and some other ones is that piece of plastic along the top.
It's true.
And I have seen videos where you apply those plastics to other people's capsules.
I'm okay with that as long as people are careful about the capsules. One thing that I learned about with capsules is they're not all the same. Yeah. And there's two big differences. If they're not food grade, so those capsules are stamped steel. And in the stamping process, they use polymer oils that are not consumable. And the reason why we buy our capsules from the person we buy them from is that they're known to be the only one to really completely clear out their capsules from these polymers. They even have a machine that sniffs. It's a biochemical sniffer to check to make sure the capsules are clean. And we've noticed that with other capsules. You can smell the gas. And if you can smell argon, it's not argon you're smelling.
Yeah.
So be very cautious about your capsule supply because you can wind up getting oils in your wine. But if it's a good supplier, it's a good supplier, yeah. Right?
It always seemed a little bit dodged to me. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, we want the price difference to be de minimis so that it doesn't make a difference, okay. Right? If we can make our price the cheapest argon price on the market, we will. The problem is we pay a little bit for that cleaning process. And the other, I put that cap on top for an interesting technical reason. For 10 years, I was giving away Coravin prototypes to friends and doctors. I didn't think it was a business and just made them in my basement. For friends, and they would always break in the same way. They would leak, and the reason they leaked is the seal, the high pressure seal for the capsules was in the device, mm-hmm. on the device side, and so the innovation that we had at Coravin is we moved the seal to the capsule so that it was disposable, so that every time you had a fresh seal, so that it doesn't leak, and it was a really important innovation for us, or else we'd be getting devices back. But now, I mean, Coravin's last. We have some that are out a decade, right? They're really durable. So, and that's the reason why.
Yeah, I must admit, I bent one of my needles.
Oh yeah, that happens. So needle bending they do fail, and
you can get replacements.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And the reason is because they're coated with Teflon. Teflon drops the force to insert the needle in half, but Teflon wears off. And so after 500 uses or so, the force starts to get higher and higher because the Teflon is wearing off, like a frying pan gets stickier and stickier. And so there's nothing we can do about it. We tried to find coatings that were as good as Teflon, but there's nothing out there. Even in medicine, there's nothing as good as Teflon to decrease force. And the only downside is the reason it's not sticky to the cork is because it's not sticky to the metal, and it comes off over time. So cut your foil. And your needle will last longer because it doesn't scrape the Teflon off.
It's like
using a metal spatula in a Teflon pot. You'll scratch it up. So cut the foil.
Always cut the foil.
Your needle lasts longer.
But you can buy new needles.
Yeah.
I've bought some. And yeah. I've bought ones with different flow rates as well.
Yeah, that's the most efficient one is our biggest one. So the fast pour needle uses the least gas.
Oh, does it?
You get more glasses per capsule. So if you're drinking wines under 15 years old, use a fast pour needle.
What? But over 15 because
the cork starts to get less elastic.
Yeah. So younger wines, 15.
They use a fast flow. And then older wines, I use my standard.
And where do you think the magic number is in terms of price of a wine? Because for me, it seems like keeping a wine under a tenner might not be worth caravanning, if you know what I mean.
You know, we did a test. So what do? I buy the wine and try to forget what I paid for it. And if I like it, I use Coravin. If I don't, I give it away. So that's one of the weird things. If you receive a bottle that has been Coravin from Greg, it's because he doesn't like it. Right?
Hasn't been Coravin. Yeah,
it has been Coravin.
Oh, okay.
If I Coravin and I don't like it, I give it away to someone. I hope they like it.
Right? Yeah.
Right? And I'll say that. I'm honest. And I also bring, when I go to a house, you know, you have Coravin bottles, I'll bring three. Because they're not full. I'll just say, have three of them. You know, drink them whenever.
I do that because we'll taste a load of wines and sometimes and you just have all these excess wines where you've got 50 mil out of the top and you're like, I'm never going to drink this before my liver packs out. So you go to, I go to parties and I just bring bottles that have been opened.
That's right.
They always look at you strange.
Exactly. Your fill's terrible. What are you doing? Chateau Margaux tests every bottle before they send it to an event. They use Coravin because they don't want to send a corked bottle and they don't want to send three bottles, you know, just in case. So they are the first in the wine industry to test every bottle before they send it out, which is kind of cool. So I'm trying to remember your original question. I always go off. Oh, what's the magic?
Magic number.
Yeah.
Price point.
Price of bottle. So my magic number for a price point is probably $20. 20 US.
15 quid.
Yeah, 15 quid. And the reason is the gas cost is less if I waste a glass, right? And it's actually now it's down to, you know, like 75 cents for the first three glasses or maybe even a dollar for the first three glasses of a bottle. So, you know, the last two glasses are the most expensive because we have to use more gas to build the same pressure. Right, so it's actually more expensive to preserve the last couple of glasses. So what I tend to do is I use it on $20 or more, and when I get down to the last glass or two, I pull the cork. So that's normally my technique.
You've given us some quite top tips. You've got your four. Let's just recap what the top tips are. You got your four C's.
Four C's: clean, clear, cellar, and cork.
Yeah,
check it. If the way I use it most efficiently is I drink the first three or so glasses out of a bottle. And then I pull the cork for the rest of it. That's the most efficient way to use Coravin. You'll get more glasses. And then if your cork does slide, if you've got a bad cork, pull it and use Pivot. Pivot's a great stopper. I actually now use Pivot for whiskeys. I use it for scotch. Because we pour liquid from a bottle without oxygen touching it. And whiskeys go off. I've noticed after about 3 months, my scotch is different than when I just opened it. So you can use it on anything. Pivot doesn't care what the spirit is or wine is. So that's my other one.
And the foil. Obviously.
Cut the foil.
You've got to take the foil off or else you lose the Teflon.
Big advantages of cutting the foil. One, the needle lasts longer. Two, you can tell which bottles you've Coravin.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We always take the foil off because that way you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what the worst thing we ever done? And it wasn't Coravin, but we have lots of wines and various spirits and things like that. And one Christmas, we thought, right, we'll give Jane's father, my wife, her father, a bottle of whiskey for Christmas. So we went in and we just grabbed one from the stock. And I shouldn't really say that, but we did. And we wrapped it up and gave it to him for Christmas, which was all fine and dandy, except when he unwrapped it, it was only half a bottle of whiskey. It's the funniest thing. Because now whenever we give him something, we have to make sure it's half a bottle.
Pour him in the first half. I love that. I assume the wine has been Coravin. I write little notes on the label. It drives my spouse mad. She's nuts, like, preserve the label. But I always write the date that I accessed it, how much I poured out of it, and what I think of the wine. And she's like, Greg, you've got to make sure never to give somebody a bottle that says, this is crap. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. This is crap. You're worth this terrible bottle of wine. Yeah. It's the bad impression. Yeah, I've run into such creativity in the use of Coravin here in London, but around the world. And as an inventor, it's great to see your system being used in a way you never thought of. That Chateau Margaux technique, for example. They also use it for recorking. They sample all their bottles closed before they recork them to see how the condition of the bottle. And that way they just open, top up, close. Bottles open for a second or two. And then one of my favorites was in a restaurant. It was just in Miami. And this restaurant in Miami had this wine list. They handed to me. And it was really funny. It was about 100 different wines. And every wine was by the half bottle or full bottle. There was no by the glass. You could buy a half bottle of wine or a full bottle of wine, your choice. And I was imagining this massive storage of 375s, and how did they get 375s? And they use Coravin. So they realized that Coravin uses less gas for the first half. And so they, when they sell the first half of the bottle, they Coravin it into a decanter and leave the bottle on your table to look at, take pictures or whatever. And then when someone buys the second half, they pull the cork. And so every bottle was half bottle or full. It's really simple for their inventory. It was fun for me and Jennifer. We were, you know, eating, and we drank three half bottles instead of one bottle, right? Yeah. We had three different wines, half bottle of each. It's perfect amount for two people. I love seeing this creativity now that we're sort of free of the volume of containment, right, to drink it the way that we want.
How much volume is different in the first half versus the second half of gas consumption?
The last glass, never use Coravin for the last glass, right? You might as well pull the cork.
Yeah, chief.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's about a 40% difference in usage of gas to get the second to last glass than the first. The first is most efficient, the last is least. It's big.
What's that? Is that?
It's because the way Coravin works is it injects argon into the bottle, and that argon pushes the wine out of the bottle into your glass.
Yeah.
We have one of the parts of our patent, and it's really important, is we have a regulator that controls the maximum pressure that will go into the bottle. So 1.5 bar is the maximum pressure you can get into a bottle using a Coravin. You hold that trigger forever, it'll go up to 1.5 bar and then not add any more gas, no matter what. And so the problem is to build a pressure in a larger space, you need more gas. So to get enough pressure to push the flow, you need more gas to build that pressure as the bottle empties than when you start out.
Oh, okay, because you're replacing...
You're filling up more space. Yeah, in order to push the wine out. There's not a good balloon analogy. But it's a weirdness of physics. More gas to build the same pressure in a large volume.
So we've seen... You've talked about Coravin, you've talked about your pivot system, and you've released your new sparkling wine. Is there anything else you've got going in there at the moment?
Yeah, I had a bit of an existential crisis when we launched sparkling, because when I founded the company, I said, everything we do is going to be faster, easier, more fun, independent of closure, so that's pivot, and still are sparkling, and that's sparkling. And I realized, oh no, I'm done. And then I realized we're not done. Coravin's mission is to expand the ways that wine can be served and sold, enjoyed, served and sold. And if there's a new technology or method that can increase, not eliminate old ways, but increase and add to the ways that wine can be drunk, served and sold, we will do it. And so during the pandemic, a good friend of mine in New York asked me for something. He's like, you know, I'm doing these virtual tastings. Can you do this? And so I was like, sure, yeah, I can do this. And I built him a prototype, and I showed it to my head of sales in Asia Pacific. And he said, Greg, if you can do that, you can do this. And that could change everything again. And so we've come up with something that is probably, for me, the most exciting thing we've worked on yet. And can't talk about it yet. The way that Coravin works is we start in the wineries to make sure that it works. And so we're currently in the wineries. We're trying to get out at least past 6 months with this new system. But I've never been more excited about what we're doing than what is coming next. And it's going to, again, expand the ways that wine can be served and sold. So I'm really excited, and yet I can't talk about it.
Brilliant. Okay, and on that note then, Greg, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Cheers, bud.